The Swain Event Podcast is driven by Beatty Chevrolet. For your new and pre-owned vehicle shopping needs, visit BeattyChevrolet.com.
Beatty Chevrolet saves you money. 2.9% APR or $5,000 total value on new Silverado 1500s. New Equinox with 1.9% APR plus no payments for 90 days or $2,500 total cash allowance at Beatty Chevrolet.
Deep down the middle's got his man and he's gone. Jason Swain, touchdown.
It's time for the Swain Event with your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Get into his mouth and a red flag.
SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Ben McKee, Go Balls 247. I am Jason Swain, live from the Low T Center Studio. Ben McKee. What's up, Daddy? New dad? New dad? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Rested. Rested. I'm still recovering. I'm recovering, Ben.
From what?
Friday.
Still recovering from Friday?
Yeah, man. Still recovering from Friday.
Friday feels like 50 years ago for me.
I do understand that. I totally understand that. But I'm recovering from Friday as a sports fan. Friday was tough. Good thing I got time. Because Tennessee doesn't play until Thursday. Maybe I need them to play today or something to get over Friday. But I'm still trying to get over it, man.
Did it make you feel any better that Kentucky and Alabama also got ran out of the gym that day? Did you find any peace within that?
No, Houston got ran off the gym. I mean, a lot of teams lost.
Yeah, that, it was pretty crazy.
I mean, across the board. I mean, Arizona lost, but Houston, and I watched that game. You watched that game, too, when you were at the hospital. But Houston lost to Iowa State twice. And
that might have been the ugliest performance I've seen this season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. By a top team.
Yes.
Now, UConn got ran by Creighton a couple weeks ago, but even though all those teams losing, North Carolina losing to NC State, it didn't really make me feel better.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was still as baffled by Tennessee's performance after those results as I was prior to those results, because it wasn't even necessarily the fact that Tennessee lost that was baffling. It was how they lost, and in particular, how they showed up in the first half. I thought they fought in the second half, right? They did go on a 9-2 run out of the gates, kind of chipping away. Santiago Vescovi had some big-time defensive plays to spark some scoring on the other end. I believe they went on, what, a 10-0, 12-0 run a little later on in the half, thanks to Dalton knocking down some shots. So they fought. The problem was they dug themselves too big of a hole in the first half to overcome. And when you're facing an NCAA tournament team, not that this team isn't capable of coming from behind. We've seen it a couple of times this season. But when you dig that big of a hole, it's nearly impossible to do so. And the way that they showed up in the first half, I didn't think that they were ready to play basketball, which I thought was extremely disappointing, given that they were the SEC champs walking into the building. They were the number one seed for the first time since the SEC tournament returned in like 1979. You were practically in your own building. It was practically a home game. It was a terrific crowd. a lot of Tennessee fans inside of the building, and you just looked uninterested in playing basketball for the first 20 minutes. Like, it's one thing for there to be 5 to 6 minutes of adjustment. I thought that Mississippi State would get off to a better start, because you typically see in conference tournaments the team that played the day before play better out of the gates than the team that is playing for the first time that week.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened. Five to 6 minutes of trying to find a rhythm is one thing. They just looked uninterested in playing basketball in the first 20 minutes. And given everything that this team has accomplished, given how good they are, given how much expectations and hope there is in this NCAA tournament, I thought that was really, really disappointing to see.
Yeah. The way Mississippi State punked us, and we really didn't respond, like that wore on me, because it's not like you didn't know what was coming. It wasn't like you didn't play this team already. So that made no sense to me. I do appreciate how the team fought in the second half, but I'm to the point where I think it's time. What you shaking your head for? You know I'm going?
I think I know where you're going, and I agree with you.
Okay. All right. Since you just don't agree with anything I'm about to say, you've already made that clear. What can I make up? Make you look silly for a grin with me on?
Well, it just goes to show that I'm a better friend than you, because I agree with the things that you say, unlike yourself.
I was going to say it's time for Mayshak to start over Santi. That's what I'm about to say. You agree with that?
Yes. That's not where
I thought you were going. Where you think I was going?
I thought you were. I made the point this week on the Go Vols 24/7 podcast that I'm tired of talking about, oh, well, the team fought back in the second half. Kudos to them. Like we've had that conversation a couple of times this year. And you know, there's kind of that storyline in the post-game press conference of, can this be a learning lesson?
I mean, learn
it's March. Yeah. It's a veteran basketball team. Why are we asking these questions about this being a lesson? I feel like, A, we're too far in the season to be bringing that up. And then especially when you have a veteran basketball team, that should not be brought up at this point in the year. If they don't know by now, then they're not going to know. And if they're not doing it by now, then they lack that it factor when it matters most. That should not be a point of conversation anymore, that, oh, this can be a learning lesson and this and this and this. Like, at this point in the season, you kind of are what you are.
Dude, don't let me go in my timeline and read you some silliness. I mean, straight silliness. The efforts that we make to mind hump ourselves to think Friday was good and beneficial. Like, I
do think they're like not playing three. I mean, Swain, hear me out. We talked about this going in. Okay. We talked about it going in.
Okay.
Those last 3 to 4 weeks, they were physically demanding, were they not?
Yeah.
And if somebody, I don't know who did it on Twitter, but I saw somebody go and tweet out Tennessee shooting percentages in the month of March compared to the month of February, and I think it would be fair to conclude or have a thought that Tennessee's legs were catching up to them, that the wear and tear of that many physically imposing, physically demanding games was catching up to Tennessee, because they have not been shooting the basketball of late like they were for the first 75% of the season. So coming off of that physically demanding stretch to end the regular season, I don't think it's a bad thing at all that they didn't have to play three games in 3 days. Like, I do think that can be a benefit going into this weekend, but it's just a matter of how Tennessee lost that makes you not want to bring up or discuss those things, because they, like you said, they got punked. So it feels a little weird to talk about after they got punked. But I do feel like there is absolutely benefit to not having to play three games in 3 days after ending with such a demanding stretch in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I think there are two ways to look at it. There are benefits from rest. I think it's more beneficial to be playing at a certain level. Like, I think your ability to play at a certain level and make shots is more beneficial and better long-term than a day or two of rest. Because you're going to get this rest anyways. You're going to get it anyways. Like, even if you were to play Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you play Thursday night, like, you would have gotten that rest. And at this point of the season, you're in the best shape ever. So, I do understand that. But here's what I'm referring to. So, I just typed embarrassing. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm not out here trying to throw shade at Rick Barnes or replace Rick Barnes or replace players. Like, I'm not getting all that emotional during the game like some other folks. I just hit embarrassing. I just sent that out. I had one person says, nah, perfect. We are off our SEC high horse. We're off our player of the year's high horse. We'll be rested and mad. Just what we needed. No Vol fan really care about that tourney. And I was like, man, hush. Hush. Just hush. I ain't say shut up. I ain't say, man, be quiet. I just hush. Like your third grade teacher used to hit you with. Like, just shh. Think about how silly that sounds. Nothing about Friday was perfect. We'll be rested and mad. You wasn't mad the first time they punked you? Like, it was bad. You can learn from it. You can get better. I don't understand why you need to have that experience to learn from, but hey, it happens. You didn't make shots. I don't necessarily believe in the tired legs theory, though, because here's the reason why I let you roll. I remember when Tennessee played at Texas A&M, and Don Connect had several short free throws, several short jump shots in front of the rim, and that's normally a sign of tired legs or something. And offensively for Texas A&M, they ran Dalton off a lot of screens, were physical with him. That affected him when Tennessee was on offense. Bro, we had a couple three-pointers that went on the other side of the rim, hit the backboard, didn't hit the rim. We had a one that hit the top of the backboard. It wasn't short, Ben. Now, look at me. I'm talking to you. Don't look up in the ceiling. The answers ain't up there. I need you to look at me. I need you to look at me. Put your eyes on me, Ben. Ben, we had some shots, bro, that were long. Like, well, when we shot them, we should have said four. Like, they were long, man. So
I was worried for the cheerleaders on the baseline. I was worried for their life. Like with some of the shots that Tennessee was shooting, I was worried that they were going to take a cheerleader out for good.
Man, so that I just think mentality wasn't where it needed to be. Mentally, we wasn't there. I wouldn't say legs. All right, we got a phone call that's been waiting for a while, so let's get to the phones. 865-255-03. Good morning.
We look like we let damn Spice Adams suit up for us Friday, guys.
Spice Adams, man. Spice Adams.
God, it was embarrassing.
Spice Adams would have fought in the post, at least, I think.
Oh, that's true. He had a little want to, at least.
Yeah.
I guess I can, because we have fans in the fan base. They're okay with Kelly Harper, what she's doing, and wanted Pruitt to have more time and convince himself Milton was going to be a Heisman. But I don't know how you look at that Friday and think anything good came out of it. The only two good things about Friday was it ended and Ben got to see me.
Yeah. Yeah, and Ben got a chance to get back and see the birth of his son. I mean, that's the good thing.
That's exactly what I told Ben. I was like, well, that did work out for you.
Yeah, it worked out.
Now, granted, I was going to miss if I had to, of course, but the timing did work out pretty conveniently for me over the weekend. It was an absolute disaster. I don't know that I'm not necessarily saying that Tennessee is a tired basketball team at this point in the season, but it's not the worst thing in the world for them to have a couple of days more off than they were going to have.
I agree. And give me a couple of days off watching that. I mean, we got a few guys on our team. They miss everything. They will miss the birth of their child.
That was one of your best lines that you've had in a while. That was a bar, Darval.
Thank you. I try. I got so worked up, man, being there in person. I haven't been that mad in person at a Tennessee game since it was 2018, Pruitt's first year. I went to the Florida game and spent almost $400 for a ticket and sat there and watched us get killed. And I could not believe I was there in person for that Friday, y'all. And then my beautiful wife wanted to stay for the second game, and I'm sitting there boiling listening to this Mississippi State fan. And you can't say anything. They're killing us. I mean, it looked like me going 1-on-1 against my 8-year-old son. And you just have to sit there and take it. I was miserable.
You didn't want to stay and watch Bruce?
No. I was sick because all I could look, because, you know, like, yeah, Bruce is there, but watching Stephen Pearl try to be important, that made me even more mad.
Stephen,
he thinks he's something.
I don't have an opinion on Stephen Pearl, but I think it is hilarious how he has become public enemy number one for Tennessee fans of late over these last couple of weeks, over the last week specifically.
It kind of takes the heat off Bruce. I mean, and you know, it's well documented what I think of Bruce now. He is dead and gone now after the year we've had. But yeah, Stephen, man, he's just obnoxious. Appears that way anyway on the sideline. It's like he tries to be so important on the sideline, and like Bruce doesn't even pay any attention. I sat and watched him. I was done with basketball. It's kind of like when we got put out by Purdue a few years ago. I didn't watch a single basketball game the rest of the year. I was so sick. Now, granted, I'm not to that point yet, but paying all that money to watch that crap, it's, oh my God. It's awful, guys. Awful.
It was tough. Man, it was tough. Don't doubt about it. But it's Tuesday. I got my brackets right here.
Amen.
I got my brackets, Darval, and you know, I'm slowly thawing out from Friday. I'm slowly thawing out. Tennessee basketball made me cold. I was frozen. I'm thawing out, man. Tennessee, you know we got a good draw, don't we?
Oh yeah. Oh, I love the draw. I got a 5 o'clock shadow of sheep wool. I've got us in the final four against Kentucky.
We got a good draw. I will say that.
Now, I will say, my good brother in Christ, Swain, please, Thursday, keep a nun's name out your mouth, okay? Please.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the first thing I noticed.
Well, the first thing I noticed was the mascot of St. Peter's.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to back Swain up on something, and I'm going to get off here. We stayed at Airbnb in the middle of nowhere because, you know, I thought we'd be at the SEC tournament a while. No, 2 hours. There was some noise going on. I was like, what is that? And it was a freaking peacock. It sounded like a velociraptor with laryngitis. So, Swain, I get it now. That was a terrifying sound.
Hey, no, nobody is more terrified of peacocks than Jason Swain. So please, this week, keep your thoughts and prayers with Jason and pray over him. Pray for his sanity and pray for comfort, because he is going to be shaking in his britches all week long when he has to see all these peacocks leading up to St. Peter's.
It's a double-edged sword, though, Ben. It'd be like me talking crap to a little person that's a Florida fan. He's afraid of peacocks, but he likes to talk trash to nuns. I'm afraid of little people, but I like to talk trash to Florida fans.
Y'all are terrible.
Just please, Swain.
Talk about Boston.
Let us get through Thursday. Y'all have a good day, guys.
Two more days, man. Two more days.
Yes, he does have a nice draw.
Great job. Listen, I love my basketball team. I love my basketball team, which is why it's Friday hurt. Friday hurt me, man. I love this team. I love this program. But this program at this time of the year has a history of doing that.
And that's dumb stuff.
That's what's keeping Tennessee fans from believing in the postseason, which is why I said weeks ago during the regular season, y'all enjoy it. Like, enjoy this ride. The bumps are like down there, like down the road. Enjoy this smooth ride now. Had some big wins, had some great performances. This is where you need to have both hands on the wheels. This is where you got to make sure that you got your seatbelt on, that you got your helmet on, that you got your knee pads on, your elbow pads, and your goggles on. This is where you better have protection because you really might get hurt. And this is the way it's supposed to be, though. It's the way it is for all of the fans with teams in the tournament. Not just Tennessee. This is the way it is. But we keep coming back and coming back and coming back. Because you know why? There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. It's the greatest postseason event. March Madness. It's a frenzy. We wouldn't have it any other way. I know I wouldn't.
Well, it would be nice if Tennessee won within the frenzy. I'd like to change that part of it.
I know. Well, I want to get your take on my roster move after the break. I want to get your take. And then we'll talk about this bracket. First day of football practice was yesterday. Got a lot to discuss here in the Swain event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Stay with us. Swain event. Jason Swain here with you. And the Kigo Boss 247. Be right back.
You're listening to the Swain event.
You don't say.
Fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Yeah!
When you are craving some quality barbecue, there's only one place to go. Dead End Barbecue. Dead End Barbecue has been featured on ESPN's Taste of the Town, the first barbecue restaurant on the SEC Network, CBS Sports, Headline News Tailgate Show, Amazon Prime's The Restaurant Comeback, Food Paradise, and named one of the top 100 barbecue restaurants in America. The search is over. Dead End Barbecue is located on 3621 Sutherland Avenue right here in Knoxville. You can even have it delivered right to your door through Chow Now. Visit their website at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue. The search is over.
Hey, Vol Nation. This is Charlie Pratt, financial representative with Modern Woodmen and MWA Financial Services. Modern Woodmen has been touching lives and securing futures for 140 years. Being born and raised here in East Tennessee, I'm honored to help East Tennesseans in all phases of life with retirement planning, investments, and life insurance. A big win on Saturday starts with preparation early in the week. A secure financial future starts with planning today. Contact my office today at 865-919-6468 to review your financial plan and make sure you are on track for success. As always, go Vols.
Registered representative and investment advisor, representative offering securities and advisory services through NWA Financial Services, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Modern Woodmen of America, member of FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning, Swain Event fam. America's college sports town has everything you could want in a lifestyle. You want a cottage home in town or a downtown condo, or maybe you're looking for a home with a pool or a lake property. Well, whatever you want, the Knoxville area has it, and I'm ready to assist when it's time to find what you're looking for. So give me a call, Jennifer Morris, 865-694-5904, or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com, and check out my website at nextmovesmokymountains.com. Go Vols!
Baby Chevrolet saves you money. 2.9% APR or $5,000 total value on new Silverado 1500s. New Equinox with 1.9% APR plus no payments for 90 days or $2,500 total cash allowance at Baby Chevrolet.
Just because you can't call in doesn't mean that you have to sit on the sideline. Impact the show with a text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Ben McKee, GoVols 247. I am Jason Swain, live from the Low T Center Studio. Y'all know we got a good draw, right? Now. We have a fabulous draw. And I'm happy about the draw, Tennessee. SEC, one of the toughest places, toughest conferences in the land. And that has helped this league with 8 bids. You see a couple second round potential or Sweet 16 potential SEC matchups. South Carolina is two games away from playing Tennessee. Tennessee wins 2 games. St. Peter's on Thursday. St. Peter's had a lot of love for you 2 years ago. We appreciate you 2 years ago. And this won't be personal, but we had to handle business. And I think it's important people understand that this is not the same St. Peter's team from 2 years ago. This ain't the same St. Peter's program from 2 years ago. You have a brand new head coach, a different head coach. You got different players, but they did beat Kentucky 2 years ago. Tennessee is, what, 20-point favorite in this one? The lines really don't mean anything, but you just look at the personnel, Ben, it favors Tennessee in such a huge, huge, huge way here. I mean, their tallest player starting is like 6'7 center, 6'9 center. And if Jonas Adu don't go for 20, something's wrong.
Yes. Jonas should flirt with 25 and 12 with 5 blocks in this game. And maybe be a little triple dub watch there in the second half. I mean, he should absolutely take advantage of that. You hit the nail on the head. Something that I have voiced, at least yesterday, since the bracket came out, is that St. Peter's, there's a lot of brand recognition, but it's not the same St. Peter's that beat Kentucky, Murray State, and Purdue to be the first 15 seed to ever go to the Elite Eight 2 years ago. That is not this St. Peter's club. I think it's a nice St. Peter's club. I think the new coach over there has them going in a nice direction, going from 14 wins to 19 wins this season. Conference champions by way of the tournament. So I think they have a nice program. Don't get it twisted. But this isn't Shaheen Holloway's group that he converted into the Seton Hall job and had several other players transfer out to other major programs after that season. So they have some pretty cool storylines within the roster. Obviously making the NCAA tournament in just the new coach's second year, and they were not the top seed in their conference tournament. And it's not the MAC, it's the MAAC, not the MAC, and not any action going on like during football season, but the MAAC. And they were not the number one seed or expected to win the league. They had to have a strong week last week in their conference tournament to get here. Armani Ziegler, Zakai's half brother, is on the team, which is pretty cool.
Not fair. Not fair that he's 6'4".
Why not?
It's not fair.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what happens when you're half brother.
I guess.
That I believe
big other half, I guess.
Don't quote me on this, but I believe they have the same mom, obviously.
Gen X expert Ben McKee. He's had the second kid, and now he's the genetics expert.
That was a poor attempt at a dad joke. But no, they have some cool storylines. Corey Washington, I believe, is the young man's name who was an all-conference first-team player. I saw something yesterday where he paid his own way to go up to St. Peter's and visit St. Peter's when he was a recruit. He didn't have any other offers, paid his entire way up there, and was able to receive a scholarship, and now he's turned into a terrific player for them. They have the defensive player of the year in their conference as well. So it's a nice basketball team at the level in which they play. But I mean, Tennessee should it should be a fairly easy evening at the arena for Tennessee on Thursday night. And then after that, you know, Texas and Virginia, I just don't think that they're good basketball teams. I don't. I've actually had that thought all year long. Average at best. You see Texas and Virginia more throughout the season and hear more about them than you do Colorado State, who is the other potential matchup, depending on what happens in the first four game tonight, actually, between Virginia and Colorado State. But I just don't think any of those teams have been very impressive to this point in the season. Virginia probably should not have even been in the NCAA tournament. And Texas has not lived up to its potential. Texas actually reminds me, Swain, of that Michigan team from 2 years ago. Hear me out. I don't think it's as good as that Michigan team. And I don't think that they have a Hunter Dickinson type that can take over the game. But they remind me of that Michigan team in the sense of going into that game 2 years ago, you knew that Michigan had more talent than their record indicated. And I would assume that this Texas team, because it's Texas basketball and they've had a terrific amount of success over the last couple of years, and Rodney Terry is a pretty good coach, I would imagine that they have more talent than their record has indicated. That's the only reason why it feels similar. Again, I don't think Texas is as good as that Michigan team or has the ceiling of that Michigan team, but just the simple point of they probably have more talent than their record indicates because it's the University of Texas. You would think that they recruit well, and they have not met expectations this season. So to me, that tells me that they have more talent than their record would indicate. But at the end of the day, none of those teams I think are very good. And Tennessee should, doesn't guarantee anything, but Tennessee should handle business in any of those three matchups. That potential Creighton matchup is the one where start to itch, start to get a little nervous.
Creighton reminds you a little bit of FAU, how they can make shots. Cause them boys can shoot. Them boys can shoot that ball, man. I watched the game versus UConn, Creighton, and you just have one of those nights. Like, everything's falling for you, and the team that you're playing, it doesn't matter if they're the number one team in the country or not, like, you're beating them by 20. That was Iowa State versus Houston. That was Creighton versus UConn. You know, we experienced that, Mississippi State. We've handed out some of those butt kickings, too. Playing against Alabama early in the season at home. Like, you playing games like that where you winning this game and you winning by a lot, and there's nothing the other person can do about it. 865-255-03. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Tucker.
Hey, Ben. Well, congratulations, you and your wife on a handsome baby boy, looks like.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Turkey Man. Everybody's doing well. Everything has gone about as smoothly as it can possibly go. The 20-month-old is the one that we're trying to corral on an hourly basis around here rather than the newborn. The newborn just sleeps, and you got to change the diaper every now and then, and mama feeds them. So everything's going well, especially with the newborn. The 20-month-old, though, he's all over the place.
Well, how's your dog liking them?
The judge has taken well to both of them. He was a little hesitant to approach Knox when Knox first came home, but he's every morning or every time he sees the newborn, Jalen, he likes to walk up and sniff them and sneak in a nice lick on the cheek. So I think Knox prepared him well for this one. He's been good with both of them the entire time we've had kids, but he likes to approach them when he wants to approach them. He doesn't like being approached. He wants to do the approaching.
We got to realize he's made transition himself in the move, the new move there, you know?
Yeah, we were a little nervous about that for him. There's a lot been going on for even the dog moving, like you said, and now him being the older brother of two. Now he's got two little ones fighting for mom and dad's time. So, yeah, that was something we were a little worried about, but he's handled it well. So we're thankful and blessed that everything has gone as smoothly as something so chaotic as moving and bringing in a child into the world can be. Everything has gone really, really smoothly because we have a lot of support from family and friends, and I've had a lot of help from family and friends that don't go unnoticed as well.
I know you're going to talk basketball. I know you're going to talk some football, but I want to catch you before you got that direction, baseball. I hated that we didn't win the Bama series, especially starting the SEC. But I seen some bright. That Curley, he's going to be a player, ain't he?
Yes, he certainly is. And, yeah, really unfortunate series loss for Tennessee over the weekend. I don't think it's a bad loss. I was impressed by Alabama, actually, under Rob Vaughn in his first season out of Maryland. But although it wasn't a bad loss in terms of the competition that you were playing, in terms of Saturday and Sunday being two very competitive baseball games, it was how they lost. It felt like they really shot themselves in the foot time and time again and really beat themselves in those final two games, whether it be base running mistakes, whether it be fielding errors, or grooving a fastball down the middle late in the game against a top 15 team in the SEC. Some things that certainly need to be cleaned up, but all in all, I think Tennessee will be fine. It was just a competitive series on the road against a really solid team in conference play that they made more plays than Tennessee, and I'm sure that Tony and Frank and Josh and that coaching staff will get corrected sooner rather than later.
Question, and of course I don't get off, but the question caught me there when volley fingers got brought to the heel there, and the ump stopped play at a crucial time, and we ended up walking a runner or two that really changed the momentum and took the game back to Bama in the momentum ways by stopping play and going out there. And it's kind of like, okay, putting thoughts in his head, kind of like somebody playing golf and said, do you inhale or exhale when you hit the ball? You know, you go thinking about what you're going to do instead of doing it. So I felt like that was a key in that series there, but it took the momentum. But anyhow, I'll get off, guys, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, Turkey Man.
Thanks, Turkey Man. Appreciate the well wishes and calling in and checking in on us. I certainly appreciate that. And, yeah, that was a big moment in the game. The umpires coming out to see where Kirby Connell was standing on the rubber and reviewing if he was standing on the rubber. I don't think I've ever seen umpires stop play to review whether a pitcher was standing on the rubber. Kirby does so far to the first base side of the rubber that I guess that they thought that he wasn't on. But if Kirby had to make any type of adjustment there, that can certainly throw your game off because you're so used to all the repetitions of setting your feet where you like them set and going into your windup. If the umpire is saying, hey, you got to slide over an inch at minimum, then that can really throw things off. I thought that was very interesting and unfortunate for Tennessee because I'd never seen that type of review before.
Repetitions, huh? Not reps. You're just gonna go the whole full word, huh?
Yeah, show how much smarter I am than you.
Gotcha. I wouldn't be bragging about that. That's not saying much. 865-255-03 is our telephone number. We'll get to the Beatty Chevrolet text box when we come back. Ben McKee, Go Ball 247. I'm Jason Swain. Big thanks to DR Ball and Turkey Man for the phone call. Our number, 865-255-03. If you want to get in conversation, Swain Event. Feel about that and barbecue. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Here in Knoxville, we love it when a squirrel's in the checkerboards. But when there's a squirrel in our attic, that's all sides. When that happens, call Alpha Wildlife. They're Knoxville's veteran-owned and operated wildlife removal company. When unwanted critters put their feet up on your coffee table, call 865-224-6555. Let the Tennessee fans at Alpha Wildlife evict those unwanted tenants and set your home up with a winning defense to keep that wildlife where it belongs. That's Alpha Wildlife at 865-224-6555. They have locations in Nashville, Memphis, Chattanooga, and in parts of South Carolina. Check them out online at alphawildlife.com.
Fellas, it's a new year. Low T Center can make it a great one. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy, have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, you may have low T. Low testosterone levels can cause weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and so much more. I recommend Low T Center. It's where I get my levels tested. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's only $25. And with their on-site lab, you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
What's up, Swain Event crew? Always happy to be with my friends in the morning. So, everybody has a next chapter in life, right? And sometimes that includes a move. Your next page may have a growing family, or maybe an empty nest, or possibly a move back home. When the time comes, I'll be here to help. Just give me a call. Jennifer Morris, Keller Williams Realty, 865-694-5904. And check out my website, nextmovesmokymountains.com. As always, go Vols!
Looking for a different way to enjoy the show?
Yes!
Then check out Swain Event TV on YouTube.
Fellas, it's a new year. Low T Center can make it a great one. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy, have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, you may have low T. Low testosterone levels can cause weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and so much more. I recommend Low T Center. It's where I get my levels tested. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's only $25. And with their on-site lab, you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
He go Vols 247. I'm Jason Swain. It is that time to hit the Beatty Chevrolet text box. What we love to do each Tuesday and Thursday here in the program. All right, Ben McKee, let's see what's on our trusty text box today. Oh, yeah, kudos to your Steelers, man. You fleece my Bears. Maybe not really, but you got yourself a great quarterback position now. A situation when you compare the Steelers quarterback situation of last year to this year, dude, it's night and day different. So kudos to the Steelers management for recognizing the mistake and fixing that mistake as quick as possible. Great, great move.
Yeah. I actually wanted Justin Fields prior to the Steelers making the move. So I was thrilled to see them go that route and was even more thrilled when I recognized that we were only giving up a sixth-round pick that could become a fourth-round pick if Justin Fields plays 51% of the snaps this season. So I still think that position has a lot of question marks. I think Russell Wilson, who apparently is going to be the starter, and there's not going to be a quarterback competition, I think Russell Wilson and Justin Fields still have a lot to prove. But my hope is that Fields still has quite a bit in the tank that the Steelers can get out of him that the Chicago Bears were not able to, and make some magic happen. That I know he's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And Kenny Pickett, man, that sure did go down in weird fashion. But certainly, no doubt, even with Russell and Fields having some big time questions, that quarterback room is better than the quarterback room of Kenny Pickett, Mitchell Trubisky, and Mason Rudolph.
Oh yeah, no.
Now we just got to find another receiver since we traded Deontay Johnson, which I was a fan of getting rid of that diva and moving on, always complaining when all he would do is drop passes or get to 1 yard shy of the first down and decide to run backwards 5 yards trying to get that 1 yard. So I like Deontay. I think he's a good receiver, but I also thought it was time to part ways. He thought he was Stephon Diggs. He thought he could act like Stephon Diggs, but buddy, you're good, but you ain't Stephon Diggs. So still got George Pickens, went out and got Van Jefferson. I know you're a big Van Jefferson fan dating back to, his high school days. Yeah. And his dad being an NFL receivers coach. I like that pickup. but we need another receiver. So I'm curious to see if they try to make a big trade or go out and get somebody in the draft.
Yeah, I like Van Jefferson. He's with the Falcons last year.
I think so. I don't know for sure. I know he was with the Rams there for a minute.
I remember the Titans playing the Falcons, and it was a fourth down. Or maybe it was the Rams. Somebody was playing the Falcons. I want to say it was the Titans and Falcons. I think I had a parlay. And him dropping that ball messed up my parlay. But I wasn't going to tweet him and tell him he was terrible.
He was with the Falcons and the Rams.
See? Yep. Yep.
Last year, it looks like.
And the Falcons played the Titans, and he dropped it like a crucial fourth down pass. Because I had the Falcons covering or something. Because I thought Will Levis wasn't going to be able to continue to string together really good performances. So I feel like his rookie wall was coming, but it didn't come that game. It came, though. Not that game. Betty Chevrolet text box. It's always Jackson causing trouble. Did you say the new addition's name is Jalen? Yeah. What else you going to name a son in Tennessee when you have a running back like Jalen Wright cover up the SEC the way he did? Right, Ben?
Yeah, that's exactly where Jalen came from. Although I will say, the wife does not know this, but I put an asterisk next to Jalen Thomas McKee on the birth certificate because it could be changed at a later date depending on what Dalton Connect does these next 2 weeks. If Dalton Connect goes out and leads Tennessee to the Final Four, then we will not be going forward with Jalen Thomas. It'll be Dalton Connect McKee going forward if Dalton is able to lead Tennessee to the Final Four.
It needs to be Connect. Connect McKee. Come on, man. How many Mannings we got walking around here? I know the first name is easy to go with, but what about going with the last name? Connect McKee. Well,
I thought about going with E.L. Maliava as the first name, but wifey didn't sign off on that one.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Well,
I mean, you could have called him Nicholas and then let him go with Nico. Nicholas McKee. Anyways, it's always Nelson.
I know you're trying to hit the text box, but I got to leave in 10 minutes, and I wanted to ask you this quick question about basketball earlier, and the Dalton Connect making a Final Four run thing popped it back into my mind. Do you feel like this is the most important one to two week stretch in Tennessee basketball history under Rick Barnes? And it does feel weird to ask that, right? Because you had to have other important weeks to even reach this point of it being an important week. But I guess the better way to ask it is just how much of Rick Barnes, Tennessee basketball's legacy under the Rick Barnes era, the legacy of Santiago Vescovi, Josiah Jordan James, Sakai Ziegler, Dalton Connect. How dramatic do you think the pendulum is going to swing one way or the other the next 2 weeks? Because I think it's going to swing drastically one way or the other, depending on how these next 1 to 2 weeks goes.
Yeah, good question. I think this is the most important time in the Rick Barnes era, because this is a team that gives you the opportunity to put a cherry on top of your career and your time here at Tennessee. Obviously went to the Final Four at Texas. I think also it's an opportunity to kind of beat that narrative of, you know, only being a good regular season coach, but failing to produce in the postseason. This is the best team that you've had since Admiral and Grant, Bone and those boys. And it's 2024. That was 18-19. Well, that was 5 years. Another 5 years, who's to say that you'll be coaching? So, yeah, man, this is most important. I mean, a team that was ranked top five for multiple weeks, a team that was close to having a number one seed. I don't think
you can overstate how important these next this weekend and next weekend is. I really don't think you can overstate the importance, not only from the Rick Barnes legacy at Tennessee standpoint, validating even further Rick Barnes' tenure at Tennessee. And it's not just Rick. There are players on this roster whose legacy is on the line as well. Mm-hmm. Don't get that twisted either. But not only the legacy aspect of things, Swain, but don't you think if Tennessee doesn't get to the Elite Eight, don't you think that there would be a lot of apathy that sets in for next season, which would be unfortunate because you return Jonas and Jamai and Zakai, and you actually have a nice core coming back and some exciting freshmen that should take a jump this offseason. You're going to add from the transfer portal. Like, next year's team is going to be a tournament team as well. But if you come up short in this tournament, I think there's going to be a lot of apathy to start to set in terms of just folks not really caring. Not saying that fans won't be fans anymore, but in terms of fans getting their hopes up like it is right now, fans will no longer get their hopes up for the NCAA tournament. I mean, I think the absolute diehards will, but I think there will be a lot of apathy that sets in for this basketball program if they're not able to go out and make a run these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's even hard to compare to the 18-19 team because you had 20 and 21 and 22 and 23 happen. In 18-19, you didn't know that those departures would happen the way that they did. So we have multiple years to look at. And, you know, it stinks. It's unfortunate, but I do understand, you know, from a fan perspective, because like this is a time that you should be your best. And,
if this team comes up short, what team is going to get over the hump? I think a lot of people are going to look at it that way.
You know, I know, man. I know. I'm with you. And that's why I'm getting myself off the mat, man. Friday took a lot out of me because it was this team playing into that narrative that this program, when it comes down to March, will melt. And man, I told you, I love this program, love watching these guys compete. And I don't want that to be true, but we didn't do the best job of combating that Friday. We played into that narrative. That's what stinks, man. Big time. All right, let me hit this text box for a couple more minutes before you got to go do media things. Nelson says, got to take him to the barbershop and get him a fade. Pick up a couple track suits. Congratulations on the new addition. Man, you can take him to the barbershop.
Oh, yeah.
Ben can take his own son to the barbershop, Nelson. What kind of barbershop you go to where I have to take him?
Well, no, you know what Nelson's trying to
do. I know he's trying to say, they count his money too. His money spent just like my money.
Look,
that's where you better go. If you want a good fade,
I would fit in just fine at the barbershop.
Yeah, Ben gonna fit in, man. Now say you can't go supercuts. Yeah, you're right about that.
I go to Great Clips.
You can't go Great Clips.
I can.
Because your days are old. Hair. Your kids, hey, they have a new dream. They'll have hair. They'll have cool hairstyles. They got about a good 20 years in them to enjoy it.
No. They apparently, I don't know if this is 100% true, but I believe it's true. Somebody can fact check me. But I believe your hair genes come from your mom. Mm-hmm. So from your mom's dad. Mm-hmm. So my mom's dad
Scott. Had
thin hair.
Scott got that luscious hair.
Right. And my father-in-law also has luscious hair. I mean, my father-in-law's hair is still kicking and rolling and looking great. And so Jalen and Knox, they're set up. Thankfully for them, they should have no issues like daddy when it comes to hair. They, I look, I crawled on glass so that they could walk. Okay. I sacrificed my hair for them. I sacrificed. And I hope they recognize that as they get older.
You didn't sacrifice. You didn't have a choice. You had to give up what you had to give up. It wasn't a choice. Now, I mean, I guess you could have kept it.
I could have gone the LeBron route. I could have implemented some things on my head. I could have installed or injected or whatever some stuff up there. Yeah. I didn't. I took it like a man. I just wear hats. If I have it shaved it down.
I guess so. Well, you make sure you ask Rick Barnes the tough questions.
Well, we are speaking to an assistant coach here in about 30 minutes. Rick spoke Sunday evening after the bracket release, and then he's also scheduled to speak tomorrow in Charlotte at the day before press conference. So they're rolling with an assistant coach today. I don't know which assistant, but so Rick isn't speaking today, but I will. What do you want me to ask an assistant coach, Swain? I'll ask them your question.
Just tell my man Rick Barnes that it's St. Peter's and not St. Petersburg. I don't need Jerry Pruitt karma come back, okay?
Listen. I also thought it was hilarious how Rick was talking about how he was glad to
play on Rick Friday.
About how he was glad that they're playing on Friday so they could get an extra day.
I was like, who's going to tell them?
But what's funny is like Rick has, and I say this with love and affection, Rick has that grandpa brain going on. And his brain's bouncing around to a million different things. Anybody who has watched Rick speak and watched his press conferences know that those slip ups are happen quite often, but they're still as funny as when he did it the first time.
It's all good, man. Love me some Rick Barnes. I laughed. I chuckled. I thought about Jerry Pruitt a little bit. But honestly, the game will be over about 20 minutes or so before Friday. Ben, I hope Santi's going to be okay since the game is late. All right, Ben, enjoy your time, media guy.
I will. We will reconvene Thursday morning for a game day show.
Sure will. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Be right back.
What's up, Swain Event family? It's great to be on board. This is Taylor Hawkins with Modern Woodmen Fraternal Financial, and I have one question for you. When was the last time you have slowed down and evaluated your financial situation? Just like the Vols, a great game plan leads to victory. Let us help you achieve your financial goals with a custom-made game plan. No matter what stage of life you're in, protecting your family and hard-earned money is important. So let one of our local and trusted financial professionals secure your future by visiting one of our 10 branch offices across Tennessee, or give us a call locally at 865-312-5638. And remember, go Vols.
Registered representative and investment advisor, representative offering securities and advisory services through NWA Financial Services, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Modern Woodmen of America, member of FINRA, SIPC.
Here in Knoxville, we love it when a squirrel's in the checkerboards. But when there's a squirrel in our attic, that's all sides. When that happens, call Alpha Wildlife. They're Knoxville's veteran-owned and operated wildlife removal company. When unwanted critters put their feet up on your coffee table, call 865-224-6555. Let the Tennessee fans at Alpha Wildlife evict those unwanted tenants and set your home up with a winning defense to keep that wildlife where it belongs. That's Alpha Wildlife at 865-224-6555. They have locations in Nashville, Memphis, Chattanooga, and in parts of South Carolina. Check them out online at alphawildlife.com.
When you are craving some quality barbecue, there's only one place to go. Dead End Barbecue. Dead End Barbecue has been featured on ESPN's Taste of the Town, the first barbecue restaurant on the SEC Network, CBS Sports, Headline News Tailgate Show, Amazon Prime's The Restaurant Comeback, Food Paradise, and named one of the top 100 barbecue restaurants in America. The search is over. Dead End Barbecue is located on 3621 Sutherland Avenue right here in Knoxville. You can even have it delivered right to your door through Chow Now. Visit their website at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue. The search is over.
Good morning, Swain Event fam. America's College Sports Town has everything you could want in a lifestyle. You want a cottage home in town or a downtown condo? Or maybe you're looking for a home with a pool or a lake property? Well, whatever you want, the Knoxville area has it. And I'm ready to assist when it's time to find what you're looking for. So give me a call. Jennifer Morris, 865-694-5904. Or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com. And check out my website at nextmovesmokymountains.com. Go Vols!
The conversation doesn't stop when the show is over. Follow the Swain Event on Twitter and like the show on Facebook.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dan Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. I'm live from the Low T Center studio. Boy, it's Nico's team. As the quarterback, he's the guy. It's his show. Yo, we've been waiting on this for a very, very long time. And we have it. We have it. All kind of battles going on across the board, the different positions. I think receiver should be mentioned as being the most fierce battle. Honestly, when you look at all the players on the squad, in that room, you have to come to the realization that 9 players I've counted should have feelings of playing, an opportunity to play. But we know that's not going to happen unless something changes from the previous 3 years. So who's going to be in, who's going to be out of the rotation at wide receiver? Jennifer Moore says, I think apathy will sit in more if ticket prices continue to rise each year. I can't speak to basketball specifically, but I know other sports keep jacking up prices with little return for the fans. I still love the Vols, though. Yeah, the return is the results. So if prices continue to rise, then people will continue to find ways to stay at home. Simple as that. 865-255-03. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Oh, that didn't work out the way we wanted it to work out. Give us a call back. 865-255-03 is our telephone number. Ricky B from North Carolina says, weird stat, Tennessee is third on the list for most tournament appearances without a Final Four. This year will be number 26, I believe. All records are meant to be broken, good or bad. So this team is capable of breaking that record. They are capable of going to the Final Four. Jay Williams has Tennessee playing in championship game versus UConn. All the experts I watch on ESPN had Tennessee at least going to the Elite Eight, coming up short against Purdue. But you played against Purdue. You played one of your worst games against Purdue, and you still came within striking distance and should have won that game. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Mike and Conyers.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I saw an article that I was just curious about. I just wanted to get your take. It was about Trevor Duncan being changed from defensive line to offensive line, and I'm thinking, okay, either this is a slow day looking for a story, or maybe there's something there. Mm. What can you tell me about Trevor Duncan? I mean, I know he was a 3-star, but is he someone that we think might, you know, be a contributor? I was just curious. Anyway, I just wanted to get your take on that. I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, when Trevor Duncan committed to Tennessee, there was always a potential plan for him to play offensive line. He's extremely athletic. He is a freaking ox. He has the measurables of being an offensive lineman. Tackle, a guard, I'm not sure, but he wasn't going to play defensive line full time his entire career at Tennessee. Don't think that was going to be his natural position. I think offensive line was always his natural position. I think that's something he's comfortable with, and I think that's something he's going to have a chance to be really, really good at. I really do. There's a obvious need for depth pieces and more competitive depth at offensive line. And to take a guy who you know is physically able to hold up, who is athletically able to make that transition, I think it's a really, really good move. But that was a move that was going to happen, I think, the moment he committed to Tennessee. That was always in the plan. And it's not like he was blindsided. I think that was something that was brought up to him as potentially happening, and he was open to it. So that's that. Mike, appreciate that phone call, though. Neil Mafia says, y'all keep saying Peter. Yep, St. Peter's. Year of the Vol, they win Thursday. When will they announce game times for Saturday? I don't know the potential game times for Saturday. I think as we get closer to the end of the week, we'll have a better idea. But today, because I was looking for that yesterday, I was trying to plan accordingly. Chip Payne says, I'm just worried that Mississippi State will see another team like Mississippi State. I'm worried that Tennessee will see another team like Mississippi State, who is lengthy at all positions, and we haven't seen them be a team that's built the same. Yeah, I mean, Dylan Dessou there from Texas is a pretty good post player. Remember, he's a Vandy transfer who played against him at home last year when Tennessee hosted Texas. He's even better this year, and he's more of the focal point for Texas in their offense. I watched Texas play against Texas Tech, and they was feeding him the ball, and they try to run their offense through him at times. So Texas looks like the likely matchup in the second round, and then if Creighton and South Carolina win, and you know, you have Creighton win or even South Carolina, then, yeah, you're playing against a team that you know in Carolina – that you split two games with, and then you're playing against a Creighton team that's, quite frankly, fill it up. They can fill it up. They can shoot the hell out of the ball. So, but you played all different types of teams this year. We had a caller doing Josh and Swain on Friday. It was a really good call. Someone who said they played college basketball, and they had a criticism for Coach Barnes. And I was like, yeah, okay, I guess that's fair. You know, they were killing us in man-to-man, getting the ball to the paint. And they were really refusing to shoot the threes. And, like, we've seen Rick rarely go to a zone, but the question was asked, why didn't we go to a zone? I was like, well, you got a good point. You got a good point. So the adjustments, you know, have to be made if you have a team that is exposing you in one way. Like, you can't be like, no, this is the way we play. We're gonna lose going out on our terms. No, we want to win going out on anybody's terms. Like, we want to, whatever it takes to win, that's what we need to do. So if you got to play some zone, if you got to play something you're not comfortable playing or you don't want to play, but it works, you got to be willing to do that. You have to be willing to do it. A lot of people looking ahead, a lot of looking ahead happening. We need to be locked in for Thursday. Why? Why do we need to be locked in? We ain't playing. We are not playing Thursday, sir or ma'am. Why do we need to be locked in? Why does Bo from Riceville and Jennifer Moores and Kyle from Smyrna and D'Arval, why do they need to be locked in for Thursday? Why do I need to be locked in for Thursday? I'm not playing. The team needs to be locked in for Thursday. And there's no excuse for them not to be, considering it's single elimination. You have lost the teams that you're better than a couple times this year. There's not a team you should be taking likely at all for the rest of the season. So why do we need to be locked in? I'm not playing. I don't know the scouting report. Not playing. So Sweet 16, like I was saying, you have an opportunity to play against Creighton or South Carolina. I love the draw, folks. You got a Kansas over here that's a 4 seed. They're entering the tournament battered and bruised. Creighton is not Auburn, who's a 4 seed in a different bracket. Creighton is not Baylor or Illinois or Kentucky. Like, Kentucky's a 3 seed in the South. Creighton's good. Creighton ain't Kentucky. They got Gonzaga. They're not the same Gonzaga. They're going to have all they want with Benique State. So, it's going to be good. It's going to be real good, but I'm not locked in Thursday because I ain't playing. I'm looking ahead, which is what you do when you fill out a bracket. You look ahead. I'll be looking ahead. I'm not playing. Dino the Dude says, I feel more discussion is needed on Mayshak move to start lineup. Do we attempt him in that rotation in a round 64 game? Also, does that hurt Santi's confidence more than it has already by making that move? Santi averages like 4 points per game. Now, my point in saying that is he's already mentally used to not being the guy, taking less shots, doing what's best for the team. He sacrificed more than anybody on this team with the addition of Dalton Connect and Gainey. His shots have been affected more than anybody else's. He's been perfectly fine with that because he wants to win. If he's already crossed that threshold, coming off the bench but playing the same minutes should be something that if he thinks it helps the team and if Rick Barnes feels like it helps the team, that's what they should do. I just look at Santi last 3 games. He hasn't made a shot from the outside. Some of those have rimmed out. Some of those haven't even hit the rim. I look at Mayshak, and he's been better offensively in the last 3 games. And defensively gives you more. And this is really not the time and place to be like, well, he's a senior and you know, he don't want to hurt people's feelings. Yo, this is like maybe the last time for Rick Barnes to make a deep run. This is the last opportunity for Santi. If you get in the same minutes, but you come off the bench and you can see the game a little bit differently, I think it's worth doing against St. Peter's. Yeah, you could have done it against Vanderbilt in the season, but you didn't. But this is the only time that you have, the only opportunity that you will have. This is it. I say do it against St. Peter's and see how it goes. I think this is the only time you're going to be able to do it. Only time. Speaking of time, this is the time to go to the website. If you are looking for a chance to win the Hiller sweepstakes, the Happy Golden Ticket sweepstakes at Hiller, enter the win by going to hillergoldenticket.com. Enter your email there. And when you do that, you'll be automatically entered to win a $5,000 Hiller gift card or a $1,000 Hiller gift card or one of 10 Happy Hiller Club memberships. Take advantage of zero interest financing for 48 months on select HVAC systems or 36 months on tankless water heaters and whole home generators. Go to the website, happyhiller.com is the website, but the enter to win is hillergoldenticket.com. Enter to win at HillerGoldenTicket.com. Thursday, we got more football practice to discuss. Guys hit the practice field yesterday, practice field right now. Y'all know me. I need to see some pads to really go there. I saw some clips, guys, and shorts, which is always exciting for us fans because we know football is here. It doesn't matter if they're shorts or not. So you saw those clips. No reason not to be excited. But Thursday we'll have more conversation about football practice. We'll have a preview more in depth. It'll be game day for Tennessee basketball. Kudos to the softball team for their sweep over Missouri, standing on business. Baseball team came up short against Alabama. We'll talk about that. They Vols with a 6 seed in this NCAA tournament. So good luck to the Lady Vols. 865-255-03. Our telephone number. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Same time on Thursday morning, 8 a.m. Peace and love. We are out.